You're listening to the audio production of Can God Bless America? By John MacArthur, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Maurice England.
Introduction. In this era of war against terrorism, a sudden wave of patriotism has revived the slogan, God Bless America. The sentiment is expressed everywhere. It is even seen, ironically, on bumper stickers adjacent to other bumper stickers expressing humanistic and atheistic sentiments. One assumes that even those who don't believe in God want His blessing on our nation. Anti-God philosophies and anti-Christian worldviews now clearly dominate most of modern Western society. God has systematically been removed from public discourse. Prayer has been virtually banned from the public arena. Agnosticism and humanism dominate public policy. So it is remarkable that the slogan, God Bless America, has seen such a widespread revival. We have to wonder what most people have in mind when they repeat the slogan. Many believe this nation's devotion to freedom, equality, charity, justice, and individual rights has led God to bless us with riches and comfort. But as America has become more humanistic, it has also become more prosperous. Now more affluent than ever, we are also more atheistic than ever. While people reject the God of Scripture as their sovereign, they still claim Him as their servant. For some people, that is all they mean by God Bless America. Originally, God Bless America was a prayer for divine blessing. In its current form, it sometimes seems nothing more than a patriotic battle cry, usually intoned without much serious reflection. Perhaps it is sometimes recited like a mantra, as if merely invoking God's name could garner His blessing. Some apparently believe that America enjoys God's blessings by divine right. After all, God has blessed America throughout history to a remarkable degree. But His blessings are not measured, as most people believe, by material affluence, power, and world dominance. The greatest blessings God has graciously given America have been spiritual blessings. Knowledge of the good news of salvation in Christ, freedom for the gospel to be propagated, sweeping revivals like those of the Great Awakenings, and growth and spiritual prosperity for the church in our nation. The sad truth is that all those blessings have been in serious jeopardy since long before the terrorist strikes remind us that our freedom and material prosperity hang by a fragile thread. What do we really mean when we invoke God's blessing on our nation?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?